You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Mary, I love
you. That it is. Oh, there you go. Signifying cough just to kick things off. It is roughly 4:20 on a Thursday, and that's when we have Marijuana Media with Chris Fowley from Normally NZ and works the old hemp store up there as well. Sometimes do you make a coffee or do you have other people make the coffee there?
I do.
What's the
quite a good one, I must say.
I was going to ask, is it good coffee? I don't
really
know.
Of course, DKDs.
I struggle with the
original.
Milk. I can't
the originators
the milk right.
of the flat white.
Do you add any hemp products into coffee if I wanted it?
We've experimented with that, but one of the things is it's like fat soluble, you know, so it's kind of different. You've got to kind of that's one of the tricky things. There's some cannabis pod coffee things going on overseas.
Oh right.
Colorado and stuff.
Those pods are the devil, though.
That's right, yeah. So they haven't quite cracked how to kind of do it yourself without it being prepared in a big factory, you know?
Right on.
Hey, what's on everyone's lips in the marijuana world at the moment,
Chris? In the dackweed world? Well, so we started with the PM, Jacinda Ardern, the first interview back on the job Monday morning.
Right?
Very first interview, first question is about the dackweed. It just shows where we're at, right?
That's good.
And one of the interesting... So she said a couple of interesting things. One is she doesn't know which way she's going to vote in the referendum, personally, because they haven't done the question
does
yet.
Does she have to say that to appear like, look, everyone's allowed to say what they want. I'm not going to fire you if you say this or the other?
I think there's a bit of that, but I think it was also maybe, you know, if the question's not good enough, maybe she wouldn't vote for it. I mean,
sounds like a smart politician to me.
There's never going
to
be a question put forward that would be too progressive for her to vote for, right? Mm. They're formulating the question. They're doing it. So all I took from that is, if the question's not good enough, she's not going to support it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So she's sort of saying the question's going to be made up, but she's going to leave the people to it and then wait and see the question and then...
Well, we don't know yet. And this is the interesting thing. With a government-led referendum, right, there's only a Citizens Initiated Referendum Act that covers what we, the people, try and do, right? The non-binding referendum that are always ignored. The government ones, there's no act covering that. You do a new act every single time, right? And so every government referendum is done differently. You make it up when you create that law. And John Key, you know, he did his one. He could have spent a whole lot of money and he did kind of a multi-stage thing and then a multi-stage vote as well. So we don't know the process yet for this referendum. I don't think there'll be much political appetite for spending a lot of money on it.
I feel like before we say John Key, we should just be like, earmuffs, or, you know, like, just because it's before 6 o'clock and it's kind of a swear word.
Yeah. I know.
But sorry.
I know, I'm getting stressed out about it already.
So all referendums are kind of unique.
Right. So, and in fact, Andrew Geddes, a professor of law down at Otago Uni, he had there was an article in the Otago Daily Times on Saturday where he talked about perhaps there should be a, what did he call it, a double victory referendum or something. This is a new idea again, and he's basically saying...
What's better than one victory?
Well, the double victory was win on the general roll and win on the Māori roll.
Okay.
And he's basically was suggesting perhaps if it doesn't win on the Māori roll, then it shouldn't happen.
Oh, it's like a testing ground kind of thing.
Because Māori bear the brunt of the law, of the effects of it now, that they should have first, extra say or whatever, you know.
First decision on the matter.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd never heard that before. That's interesting. But it's cool that people are talking about it. It's one idea for how we could hold it. Okay. But this is the conversation that we need to be having this year, is what is this question going to be? What's the format? Is it going to be binding? I think it has to be binding. Otherwise, you know, we're talking 5-6 years away before anything really happens. And the government would have to interpret a non-binding referendum and then kind of do something that they think would maybe achieve that. You know, whereas if it's all decided beforehand, it's binding, bam, do it. So, and then what was the other big news of the week was Helen Clark, who of course has joined this Global Commission on Drugs, which has also got Kofi Annan, Richard Branson, a bunch of former presidents and leaders from different countries around the world. Very high-powered grouping. I think it's very significant that she joined it after the government formed here. And it shows that she wants to take a real active role in this. She's a bit of a mentor to people that are in the current government, right? And she's launched this policy. You know, they could have got one of the other lesser known people to do it, but Helen Clark did it, and I think say again.
Old mate, Helen Clark.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think there's a sense of regret there that when she was in, that for one reason or another, for how politics played out, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And she set up the Law Commission inquiry as one of the last things that she did before leaving, and also this Class D for regulated substances that currently has nothing in it, but you could just put cannabis in, it'll be legal basically overnight because the law's already there.
Right.
You know, so they did that, but... Yeah, I think there's a sense of regret that it didn't really happen, and in this current government, they want to finish the job.
So has Helen Clark come out with any... Sorry, like, has she actually put out a policy for this international collective of people?
Yeah, it was a report about reducing prejudices around drug use, and mm-hmm. it talked about the kind of language that's used and the way that... The international drug control treaties presume that if you break a law, you're a bad person. Mm-hmm. And so simply the very fact that if you're a drug user, you're breaking the law, therefore you're bad. And if you're bad, then you're deserving of punishment mm-hmm. and sanctions, and you're treated as different and all that kind of thing. So, I think a really, you know, significant contribution. And it shows that I think we're going to hear more from her and it's going to be very interesting anyway how that plays out. On the medical front, again, Jacinda Ardern in her interview on Monday pointed to the Greens bill, pointed to New Zealand First as being a bit of a problem, and that the government bill was a compromise between them and what they felt they could achieve. I think it's really significant that she's saying these things in public. I think they know that their bill was underwhelming and there's a lot of disappointment, and I think she wants it to be quite clear about where that blame should lie. And part of it is with the Ministry of Health, who gave a very negative advice to the government about that you just couldn't allow people in pain to have it because that would be too difficult for some reason. So, interesting again, you know, that they've kind of publicly outed the ministry is the reason for that.
Right.
And she's pointing to the Greens bill and saying that it's got a lot of good things in there and that she's going to vote for it, and the Health Minister, David Clark's going to vote for it, and let's get that in front of the Select Committee where we can, you know, maybe even join them. Well, that's not what she's saying, but it's what I'm saying, is maybe they could join the two bills together.
Right.
The best of both worlds.
Okay. And... just, I guess, one last thing to wrap things up. Obviously, California is making amends possibly with people that have got prior criminal convictions mm. with possibly marijuana-related possession, that sort of stuff.
Interesting kind of sticky situation.
Like, this is obviously, should New Zealand get to the point where we legalise weed, this is also an issue that we'd have to address as well.
The clean Absolutely. Slate bill seems to ring a bell.
Yeah.
Eh?
Like, yeah. So,
well, clean slate would apply to your minor ones anyway, but of course it doesn't actually wipe them. It's still
you still have to
serve
the time.
People to,
how does it work? Are they like freeing people in California now, or what's the story there?
I think they will. Well, I'm not sure. Well, I think if it got committed before the law changed, I'm not quite sure. I know that Trudeau in Canada has drawn that distinction, and they've said that they will expunge the records when it becomes legal in July.
Buzzy.
But they won't do that now.
Yes, okay.
They're going to wait till it properly happens, then they'll wipe everyone's records.
That's good news for anybody. I wonder if we do this, are we going to do the same thing, do you think?
I think it's a discussion, you know, it needs to be part of the discussion, for
that
sure.
He's a smart dude, though. I feel like he makes pretty good calls, right? Old man.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's a good dude. Yeah. I get good vibrations.
We're going to have the new Xanada, don't forget, when we join up with Canada.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
The land
I like
of legal
Canadians.
Weed.
I've always sort of burrowed down with Canadians whenever I see them around.
Legal weed, snowboarding, we say A, we like saying sorry.
We don't hate the French like the British.
Fine.
Hey, thanks so much, Chris. Always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
We'll do this again next week.
All right.
Do it, girl.
That was Marijuana Media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.